including the repartition itself. Marcus Kisabo, and it's up in Vayela. I read before Rosh Hashanah. And we read Ha'azino in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Almost all years. Except when there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Gemara Megillah says that before Rosh Hashanah, just turn that down. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that before Rosh Hashanah, we read Rachot Klolos Sheva Mishneh Tov. That means, in our cycle, when we read the Torah once a year, everything is arranged for that to happen. But, it's well known, our meaning is not the only meaning. The workplaces that they read the Torah on a 3-year cycle. But even if they read the Torah on a 3-year cycle, still, Brachos and Klolos of the Mishnah Torah were read before Rosh Hashanah. Why? We approach Yom Adin. We approach Yom Adin. People have to confront themselves exactly what din means. Specifically, they have to confront themselves how seriously they take the Torah. So the Torah tells us how seriously it's meant to be taken. Very. Before Shavuos, we read Brachos and Klolos of the Chukosa. Before we cover the Torah again, we have to understand Kabbalah HaTorah is not just, okay, it's a nice thing, Torah is wonderful, I think I'll do it. No. It has great consequences. And everything is wonderful. The catastrophe comes. We accept the fact that the world does not run on automatic pilot. No. Anything and everything that happens in this world is Hashgacha, the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running this world hands on in a very detailed way. That's the idea of Brachos and Klolos. That we accepted the Torah. Accepted the Torah means it's meant to be taken with the greatest of seriousness. And the greatest of seriousness means understand that every one of your actions has grave consequences, l'tov or l'ra. As we approach the Yom Adin, we go through that once again. What does Yom Adin mean? Yom Adin means a very, very simple idea. Look in Kisava, look in Nisava. We're either going to live the most idyllic life, or we're going to live a life of Brachos, of Klolos. And that is what Din is all about. We have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchus is about Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Is about Din. And what do we say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah is deciding, will there be wars in this world or there will not be wars in this world? There will be peace or there will not be peace? That means, if there will be economic prosperity or there will be economic disaster, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. And all the economists can plan as much as they want, and they can have it all figured out. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. What will the weather be like this coming year? But throughout the global warming people, they have it all figured out. They have all the answers. We say, no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu making that decision. And that is, we say that every day. Nasati b'charas hamito. Yor olamach. The Quarantinus says that there are certain things that will never be understood. There are maftekos in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's rain. So this past year was an unbelievable amount of rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. They could figure it out, they get it all. And all these people have it figured out. 2 years ago it was predicted that this coming year would be absolute drought. There was rain, non-stop rain. And now it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. And therefore all the consequences of rain, whether it is the Makas Arba in Africa, or in Asia, or in South America, the result of all the rain, don't plan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No Madin. And what does that depend on? One thing and one thing only. Mitzvahs and Averus. B'chol Kol Tzeitei Leichu, Tzeitei. Now, if you take a look in the parsha, talks about a lot of different things. And there's one pasuk in this week's parsha that is probably the most frightening of all to approach Yom Adin. Orer asher lo yokum es divrei haTorah hazot. And Chazal Amadayik, take a look in the Ramban on that post, brings you Yerushalmi. Doesn't say Ashelo Yikayim. No. Doesn't say Ashelo Yikayim is called the rabbi. Doesn't say that. It's Yoki. What does that mean, Yoki? The Yerushalmi says, Malame, it teaches us. Loma Veline, Shoma Vaasa. A person learned Torah, he taught Torah. He kept mitzvahs. Stayed away from our babies. Vahoya Vyada Lahakim Lohikim Harazil Chalavah. That means, what is Yerushalmi saying? Yerushalmi is saying a person in all his mitzvahs and all his and staying away from Averis and all his learning of Torah has to be brutally honest. What is his motivating factor? Is it to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon in this world? Or is it for all the reasons people do different things? Serious question people have to ask themselves. Ora shelo yokum. That means a person can be machazik Torah in this world, and he wasn't. I was a b'chalav. But the Baruch Hu gives everyone different gifts. Some is the gift of high intelligence. Some is the gift of money. Some is the gift of power. Some is the gift of music. Some people are musically talented. All sorts of talents. And there is a pasuk in Mishpat. V'chol zocha hodeyehu hu yiyashu baruch hasach. Every derech in your life, everything you do in life, ask yourself a simple question. Is this increasing my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not increasing my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's simple. V'chol zocha hodeyehu. Once you have that cheshbon, you go through life in a very straight way. It's a mission picking others. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't say ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. That means when a person has to decide what he's doing, he has one criteria. How does this contribute to my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what the Mishnah says. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. So when you decide on the home you're going to buy, the neighborhood you're going to live in, what does the Mishnah say? Is this the best place for my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My children's avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm about to buy a home, but this is a beautiful home. It has all of them, everything I need. Yeah, it's not quite. No. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Every activity you do has to be l'shem shamayim. Now that's a very demanding mission. And it's not some who knows what Moses said. It's a mission. And I checked, I didn't see any machlokas either. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Now what does it mean l'shem shamayim? That means a very, very simple thing, l'shem shamayim. That I have to have one purpose in any activity I do. I choose a career. A lot of different careers. Is this career good for my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not good for my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything has to be cheshbed around that. But then, Yerushalmi says more than that. I can, because I mentioned Shabbos morning, what is Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu about? When you ohev something with a genuine love, you want to share it with other people. You want other people to join you in that love. Avraham Avinu was an ohev. Avraham Oav. So what does it mean? By Yikru B'Shem Hashem, he went around talking to people about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You understand who's running the world? You understand how this world functions? There's one God in this world. Not all the stupid avodas are it. You get your involved. There's one God in this world. He makes demands of chesed and mishpat. He wanted to share that with people. He wanted people to adopt that as the motivating idea. He was an ohev. Wanted other people. That's what Ava. And take a look in the Rambam say from Mitzvah. The Mitzvah of Ava Hashem. He says, that's what it is. Sharing it with others, getting other people to adopt it. So, Avos Hashem says, and Avos HaTorah tells me a very, very simple thing. I want to make Torah strong. I want as many people to listen to the Torah as is possible. Torah's just not a private thing I happen to do when I close the door of my house. No. Torah Shaloyo means long I believe it. I sat in my house, I had a group of five Tamidim, and I taught them, and I was careful in doctoring and all mitzvahs. But I had in the bank, my bank account, $1 billion. And I could have used that money to the Mechazik Torah and Kamos funds. And I didn't. What does Yerushalmi say? I raised it, the follow. And in quote, Yerushalmi says, Al Gava Zeh, Kora Yoshiyahu Begadov. Yoshiyahu was the king. A lot of power. How's he going to use that power? And he got to that pasuk, Kora Begadov, says, Olai Lohaku. I'm going to use the power of the Melech, not for my own self-aggrandizement, not to make myself loads of money and give myself loads of cover and show how powerful I am and how luxuriously I live. No. I'm going to use that for the maximum to make Torah strong. And Ramban says something else. Ramban says, talking about Hagbah. The Gemara Megillah says that if anyone wants to know what's the most choshev aliyah that you get, people say Ravi, sometimes Shishi, Shlishi, Masiyona, who knows what. No, Hagbah. You don't say a word, no one hears your voice. No one generally knows about it. Why? When you pick up the Sefer Torah Hagbah, what does the entire Hebrew says? The Zos HaTorah Shasamosha Benez. They're made on the Amita HaTorah. So if the one who, yes, if I get an Aliyah and say, Baruch Hashem Avorah, the entire Hebrew is going to say, Mubarak HaFadosh Baruch, Baruch Hashem Avorah. If I go Hagbah, the entire Hebrew is going to say the Torah is Emes. Zos HaTorah Shasamosha Benez. That's the biggest mitzvah. Now, you're young. But even when you're young, you think where you're going with life. And when you think where you're going with life, the question is, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Are you planning your life in a way for maximum avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? The Silas Yisharim in the beginning talks about a person who says, listen, I'm a very simple Jew. I'm just a simple Jew. I'm a static b'muah. And I'll do what is necessary. That's what I'll do. Who needs all this super fancy? I'm a simple Jew. That means you really don't understand what Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. I can guarantee you, off of that same person, well, you have a choice of two things. I'll give you, putting your name in a bank account. One bank account has $100, the other bank account has $100 million. Which bank account are you going to choose? Well, I'm just a simple Jew, I'm going to choose the one 100. No one ever said that. I haven't met him yet. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. The person who says, I'm just a simple Jew, I'll be mistaken from who it, my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't understand what I heard. What it means, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, there's a Torah in this world, and He gave us something which is so incredibly valuable. And that is, not only did He give us the Torah, it's incredibly valuable. gave every one of us certain unique talents and certain unique abilities that are unique to us. My talents are not your talents, are not the next guy's talents. My opportunities are not anybody else's opportunities, and your opportunities, each individual has different opportunities. And then there's a question. How are you going to use those five orders of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Those unique things that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. The talent. David Melech Yisrael had unbelievable musical talent. And he used that, five orders of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because of that, we have Sefer Tehillim. Other people use it for different things. That's musical talent. But Saul ben Uri ben Chul and Mati Yehuda had incredible talents. Artistic talent, all sorts of talent, performer. They used it to build a beautiful mission. What is the crime? What's the oror? When Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you certain things, it's a matna selektim. Whatever talents you have, where did it come from? It came from Kodesh Baruch Hu. All of life is a matna selektim. It's a gift from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Baruch Hu gives you a gift, and he says, I expect you to use it. For what? For your ego? No, that's not why I gave you a gift. I had those gifts from Akkadish Baruch Hu, and I could make Torah strong. And I did it. Means you squandered a gift that Akkadish Baruch Hu gave you to be used for a certain purpose. That means you don't view it as coming from Akkadish Baruch Hu. Every one of us has unique talents. My unique talents are your unique talents, not your unique talents, and not your unique talents. And that is Al-Gaba Zed, Ramban Mufumish on that boat, so Kori Yoshio Bhagavad. Because Yoshio became a king. Yeah, I'm a king, I'm powerful. But, here's the but. Being all that powerful, to be viewed as a madness of a little king, and to say, okay, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want me to use that thing? And he went out to eliminate all the Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael, so he had the power to do it. So as we approach Yom HaDin, and Yom HaDin is a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh. And Cheshbon, what a year in Yeshiva, three, four, however long you spend in Yeshiva. A year in Yeshiva is a very special time, especially when you approach Yom HaDin. You have the time to think. Yes, you should be thinking about Rashi and Tosfos. In the long run, about Hafosa and all of that. And we think about yourself as well. Where am I going, and how am I using what Hafosa Baruch gave me to serve him better, to make the Torah stronger? And that's what Chazal tell us, that we have to understand that Torah is not peripheral to life. Torah is life. People say, okay, you have to get on with life. But Torah is life. Can you say it? Torah is not peripheral to life. Torah is life. And as an idea people have, there's life and there's Torah. Okay. You live your life, okay. And I put X amount of time aside for Torah. Now, that is it's not the way the Torah viewed it. The Torah viewed it that the most essential part of my life, that is my life. Everything else in my life is a means to that end. You have to have parnasa? Of course you have parnasa. Without parnasa, you can't have food, you can't have clothes, you can't have this, you can't have that. So why do I eat all that for? What am I doing on this planet? Why did I go to tomorrow and create this world? Go back to the first Rashi, you should have Torah Shnitzel. What I'm doing here is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he planted me. That's why he gave me the gifts that he gave me. And whatever gift I have to use it to make Torah stronger. And if I don't, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, and I don't use it for that purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. So it's not just it's not a nice thing. That's why Adrava Zeh Korah Yoshevu Lugada. As a Chal Chol. So, we read brachos and klalos, whether it's from our focus, Rishonim, whether we're talking about the brachos and klalos in Kisaval, brachos and klalos in Tzadik, Tos and Megillah discusses it. But Benkach or Benkach, we read it to put us in a framework. A mental frame of how to approach your mind. The absolute seriousness we need to take Torah. Torah is not an important thing, not a very important thing. It's the only thing. Everything else is a means to that end. Kol ma'aseh. What does the Mishnah say? Kol ma'aseh for the Lashon Shema. Those of you who are in my path, my father from Pirkei Avos, Luke knows. He finished the end of Kayetzman, he finished with that, with those Mishnayos. Take it very seriously. Take it very seriously. Rav and Moshe Nefesh did an unbelievable statement of Moshe Nefesh. To spend time up here in this far off place, to grow in Torah. But let's internalize that in serious language. Let's take it to heart. What role Torah is going to play in our day today, tomorrow, and where does it fit into my entire life plan? Yes, Hashem, this is the preparation for the Almighty. And one of the reasons that the Vadim will revolve now around the davening of Rosh and Kippur is the best Musa Sfar, my best Musa Sefer I know, is the Siddur in the Mosque. People like all sorts of Chashav Sfar, a lot of Chashav Sfar, but the best Musa Sefer I know is the Siddur in the Mosque. Tells us what life is all about. And just want to reiterate something I said in Shabbos. Davening is lehispalel. Those of you who know it's life, small amount of diktuk, well, that's the reflexive of Hillel. What does Hillel judge? It means to judge oneself. It means I stand up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's after his Baruch Hu. I said, wait 1 second. I'm asking you for X, Y, Z. Who am I? I got to put my house in shape before I make any requests. Baruch Hu is Shomei Tfilo Odecha Kol Bosu Yavol. Anyone can come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Bosu. Ka'ata Shomei Tfilo Kol Peh. For those of you who have that listen on that. Here's everybody. But that's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On our end, as we're playing, preparing for Yom HaTzilah, you have to understand that His Palel means I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to judge myself. I say, listen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait 1 second. I gotta put my house in shape before I stand in front of you and ask you. So I've been prepared for the tefillah in a long time. Then you have to have a brutally honest view of ourselves. Brutally honest. That's how we prepare for Yom HaDin. And part of preparing for Yom HaDin, as I said in Shabbos, get him out to make sure, certainly you know the parish Hamilim, and try to get something that explains to the ideas of have a halavon of what you're saying. The davening Rosh Hashanah Kippur is so beautiful if you understand what it's about. Remember, coming to Yom HaDin, Yom HaDin we have brachos of bolos. Torah is meant to be taken very, very seriously. That's why we're most nefesh to be here to grow in Torah altogether.